flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with Chandler, and this is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. And if you'd like to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. You can get on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. How you doing tonight, Chandler?
I'm doing very well.
All right, very good.
Thank you for asking.
You bet, you bet. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now, so pry your butts up off the couch and educate yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors, go to a meeting, check out a website, check out the Tea Party. See what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you'd like to ask questions or just talk about what's on your mind, please feel free to call in. This is what free speech is all about. We need to debate and to find answers to the hard questions. Remember, the telephone number is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460. Let's get some reminders out of the way here. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Baptist Church. This Monday is going to be canceled. I think the meeting's actually canceled. There will be a few people over there. I'm not sure exactly how it's working right now. The paper said it was canceled, but I think there are going to be somebody at the meeting because there's a Save the Convention Center rally from 4 to 8 p.m. down at City Hall at the City Council Chambers. So that's a little bit of a change, but in general, we never miss a Monday, so that's always a good time to be there at 6 p.m. Bonneview Baptist Church. Let's see. If you want to listen to We the People on KCNR at 8 to 10 on Sunday mornings, that's a great place to also get some information. And for more information than that, go to readingteaparty.com. So our special guest tonight is going to be Fred Kelly Grant, and he's representing Trademark America. And so he should be calling in, and we'll be talking to him here in a few minutes. I have a quote here. I have always considered it as treason against the great republic of human nature to make man's virtues the means of deceiving him. And that's by Samuel Johnson, an English poet. I thought that was pretty interesting. In other words, if you can take a person's good and use it against him, that's pretty vile. So anyway, I just thought that was a great quote. So here's a couple other quotes. Gold is not money. Ben Bernanke. Interesting. Gold is not money. And then after that, I have a quote from J.P. Morgan who said, gold is money. Everything else is credit. So which is it? We've got J. Pierpont Morgan, billionaire. And we've got Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve. One says gold is money and everything else is credit. And one says gold is not money. Interesting. So with that, we're going to go into our headlines here. I've got one headline here from July 28th. And the headline is that gold's noise is getting louder. Okay. And so you know, what they're talking about here is that gold is starting to make noise out there in the economies worldwide. And Oh, okay. I just got a correction. There is a meeting tomorrow for the Reading Tea Party at 6 p.m. Bonifue Baptist Church, as well as the rally over at the Convention Center. So just to clear that up so there's no confusion. But getting back to the headline here, we've got gold, starting to trade a lot higher than it has normally been trading for quite some time, and it seems like the trend is going up. And this is from HowStreet.com. He talks about the writer of this article talks about how he's outlined the increasingly bullish consensus among analysts about gold stocks and the patterns that exist with gold itself. And what he's talking about is that we start looking into this thing that, Empire Economics chief economist, for example, Clifford Bennett, expects gold to come close to 2,000 an ounce this year and 2,200 an ounce within 18 months. There's risk in the second half of the year of a bit of a panic spike. Interesting. Now we've got here Franco Nevada, chairman of Pierre Lassonde, which is the said the coming mania on gold will make the 70s run look like a child's play. In 1980, the only players or the dominant players were Americans. Today, the dominant players are China and India, with 58% of all the gold sold this year being sold to those two countries. When we reach a mania phase, watch out. This will truly make your head spin. Now, we've got another analyst. I can't say his name. And Taki, analyst from Shai-Hei-Ging, had this to say about Chinese investors. Record high prices won't scare away investors. They are likely to chase the rally and continue to buy gold because paper money feels increasingly worthless and they are worried about inflation. Do you guys see a pattern here? I mean, we've had all this Keynesian baloney about, you got to spend your way out and, borrowing from the Fed, and we got this big deficit issue on the table right now. And guess what? None of them seem to have an explanation for why gold is at $1,600 plus an ounce right now. It couldn't be that we've had a little bit of an inflation problem. And going to get worse, because guess what? They're probably going to raise the debt ceiling. And even if they don't, we know the Fed has continued to print money, because if you go to the St. Louis monetary base and you look at the M3 supply, the M2 supply, it's been going up. So they're printing money anyway. Here's Reuters. The case for gold in the longer term is still very strong. Gold may appeal to new classes of investors who previously avoided the market in favor of more mainstream investments like bank deposits, bonds, and equities. Potentially, there is a whole new market for small-sized gold bars if these investors lose faith in paper. And it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, we talk about the Utah Legal Tender Act, the Citigroup Global Markets, Globe Forecasters. I mean, everybody who's James Turk, anybody who's anybody, Sprott, anybody in the precious metal industry right now is saying the same thing. Now, either they're terribly wrong or they're right. And it's hard to continue to, take the position that these guys are incorrect when they're the ones that have been correct all along, saying that gold prices are going up. And in the meantime, our central bankers and our mainstream media has been saying gold's a terrible investment for the last 10 years. And I'm not even sure what the rate of return on gold is right now from, say, let's say 2001. But if you look at that, in 2001, I think it was around 250 an ounce. And we're at 1600. Do the math. I'd say that was a pretty good investment. And talk about it still going up. Silver has more than quadrupled since then. I think it's like around 600%. So I think we got a minute to the break. And then, we're going to get into a couple more headlines, and then we'll get to our guest, Fred Kelly Grant. We got to get him on the line here. Hopefully we can do that. So we'll be back in a minute, and here we go to the break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
North Valley Bank Shop Swipe and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Sovereign of Minds Radio. We are back with some more headlines here. We're still waiting on our guest to call in. I don't know. We might be having some technical difficulty here. So we're expecting a call here anytime. In the meantime, I guess we'll just go over some more headlines. We've got plenty of material to cover here. I mean, there's so much going on. The headlines are just, you know, incredible. I mean, we've got the debt ceiling we could talk about. Are they going to come to an agreement? Is that going to cause the stock market to fall? There's just so much going on. It's ridiculous right now. So I'm just going to keep going over some headlines here until Fred calls in. But let me see. My next headline was, headline on July 28th, the billion-dollar Armageddon trade placed against the United States. And this was MoneyMorning.com by Jack Barnes, contributing editor of Money Morning. And let me get the article up here. And, you know, he's talking about that there was a trade just a few days ago. One trade where they shorted the market $1 billion, $1 billion is what they shorted the market, and so they're betting on the market crashing. Now, you know, we know that the Congress and the powers that be are not subject to insider trading rules. It's not illegal for them, and I'm not suggesting anything here as much as I'm just posing a query. Gee, if the powers that be are not subject to the insider trading rules, and somehow this got stonewalled, and somebody was betting on this to go down in the stock market to tank with a billion-dollar bet, that's a pretty big bet. And, you know, you got to take some kind of, warning as to, is that something that's is going to possibly happen? Because it's real interesting when you've got one player betting $1 billion on the trade. Now I'm trying to find the article here. For some reason I'm having a hard time pulling it up, but let me see here. I'm getting close, I think. Oh, here we go. I got it. All right. So someone dropped a bomb on the bond market Thursday. Okay. A $1 billion Armageddon trade betting the United States would lose its AAA credit rating. In one moment, an invisible trader placed a single trade that moved the most liquid debt market in the world. The massive trade wasn't placed in the bonds themselves. It was placed in the futures market. The trade was for a block trade of 5,370 10-year Treasury futures executed at 124-03 and 3,100 Treasury bond futures executed at 125.01. So the value of the trade was about $850 million. In simple terms, if that was a direct bond buy, no one would be talking about it. However, with the use of futures, you have to have margin capacities behind the trade. That means with a single push of a button, someone was willing to commit more than $1 billion of real capital to this trade with expectations of a 10-to-1 return ratio. You only do this if you see an edge. In other words, how many people that are, you know, working with that kind of money would do this on a whim? Basically, this means someone is confident the United States is either going to default or going to lose its AAA credit rating. That someone is willing to bet the proverbial farm that the U.S. interest rates will be going up. I believe what happened is a debt ceiling deal was done in Washington and leaked to a major proprietary trader. Anyone knows the debt negotiations in Washington have been extreme game of brinkmanship between political parties, but now someone knows how the game is being, you know, someone knows how that game played out. This had the hallmark of one of the largest bond shops in the world knowing something the rest of the market didn't know. The number of shops or even central banks that can take on this level of market risk is extremely small. Some that come to mind are hedge fund managers, John Paulson, Bill Gross, PIMCO, the U.S. and Chinese central banks. Paulson already scored big, about $6 billion big, on a similar trade years ago when he bet the subprime mortgages, the investments that helped bring down Lehman Brothers. So this is a pretty big deal, you know, I mean, betting this kind of a trade. And so it makes you wonder, what is there any information that's leaking out of these negotiations to other people? And if so, who's leaking them out? And is there, you know, some kind of, you know, purposeful, non-negotiation going on so that the market will at least lose its AAA credit rating? So, you know, you got to wonder about this stuff. So it's getting kind of weird out there now. Here's the next headline, and this is on July 28th as well. Gene Arnisberg charts marked path to a new era of hard money currency, and that's from the gotgoldreport.com. So, you know, we've got somebody betting big, we've got the world rushing into gold, and now we have, you know, another article here, and these have been, you know, coming in so fast I can't even keep up with them, these articles, because, you know, this one, the world has been quietly and surely moving wealth out of paper promises into gold and silver. It kind of goes back to a little discussion or our quotes at the top. Do you believe that gold is really money or not? And as J.P. Morgan said, everything else is credit but gold. And what you have to understand is gold and silver are intrinsic value, you know, to themselves. If you look at a mortgage or a bond or a treasury or any type of debt instrument, they're all debt instruments. They always depend on the promise of someone else to pay. So if that someone else doesn't pay, then the investment or debt instrument can go bad. Gold holds its value by itself, and I think that's important to know. That's why when we look at this, you know, chart of all the people that are running out of the dollars and paper into gold and silver, it becomes very interesting when you understand that that is a big hedge or a protection against devaluation of paper money systems and, you know, dollars and stock equities and treasuries and T-bills and all of these things are based on someone going to pay, whether it's the government or individuals or what have you, businesses and so forth that borrow the money. Okay, so you have to understand that this is, you know, if you look at what's going on in the silver and the gold and you see the trend, silver right now is reassuming its monetary role as opposed to a commodity. And in the article, it says, we believe it is on the path to reclaiming its historical relationship to gold of somewhere between 15 and 20 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. And then it says, got silver. Excuse me. The real amazing thing to consider is following the charts that we just looked at up here in this article above, is that gold and silver remain amazingly underowned by the vast majority of investors worldwide. There may not be a limit to the amount of fiat currency out there, but there is indeed a limit to the amount of metal that all the paper is chasing. And each new crisis, each new remainder of the populace, each new reminder to the populace that fiat currencies are nothing but underbacked debt, sends a new wave of wealth into precious metals. This is inarguable. Witness the evidence. You know, look at the charts above, and it's the charts are just showing that everybody's fleeing out of the paper currencies worldwide. For Got Gold Report members, that isn't really news either. Wealth fleeing into metal is one of the major reasons why we have chosen gold and silver as our safety net and a haven from currency debauchment. There seems to be a consensus building that once a debt ceiling agreement is reached, it will trigger a sell-off for gold and silver. That may indeed be accurate, but our contention is that any sell-off will be in the context of the graphs above. In other words, if there's a sell-off, it's just going to be one more buying opportunity along the way. So anyway, we've got my phone going off here. So, with in the end of the article here is our view is that we passed the fiat currency Rubicon in 1971 when the U.S. was forced into the market to abandon its last ties to the gold-backed dollar. So the market moves slowly, but once it comes but once it makes its mind up, the politicians are powerless to stop it. In other words, as this trend continues, the more that this currency gets debauched, the more that the politicians are going to be powerless to stop people from running out of all this paper and into gold and silver. So that's kind of where we're at, is on the edge now of that happening, in my opinion. So we've got to look at that. And how do we protect ourselves in that kind of an environment? Because if we don't have, if we have paper assets and we don't have intrinsic value assets and all the paper gets devalued, we have a stock market crash. And they print money out of thin air and continue this inflationary cycle. What other investment is there that you can get into that's not going to devalue? So with that, we got headline number 4. And this is an interesting headline. This is on July 29th of 2011. Let me structure a break right now. And we'll be back shortly with Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Hi, I'm Robert from Music by Robert. Getting married? Having a special party, birthday, or anniversary? Let me take it from ordinary to extraordinary. A huge music library, the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and lighting that will dazzle you. You know it's a real celebration when you hire Music by Robert. Call 347-4500. Remember, when only the best will do, it's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500 and let's celebrate.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get 2 for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get 3. For $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it. And when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only places you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Pierce. Every day, whether we like it or not, accidents, injuries, and illnesses occur, and that is why Hilltop Medical Clinic is here. At the Hilltop Medical Clinics, we treat all sorts of illnesses and ailments. Whether you need a wrap or a stitch, a prescription or a patch, a cast or a crutch, the Hilltop Medical Clinics are open for you. We have two convenient locations on Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Shopping Center, north of the Mount Shasta Mall, or our new Westside Clinic at 2123 Eureka Way, next to the VCA Animal Hospital. The next time you find yourself under the weather or limping along, please come see us. No appointments are necessary at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, and we'll have you in and out as quickly and conveniently as possible. From everyone here at the Hilltop Medical Clinics, thank you for trusting us and remembering we are here if you need us.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds. That's Locomotive Breath, Jethro Tull, just in case anybody was wondering out there. Anyway, I'm back here. It doesn't look like our guest is calling in. We've obviously had some kind of technical problem, so we'll just have to do the best we can here and reschedule him, unless he calls within the next 20 minutes, which is going to shorten up the show, but we'll just do the best we can here. Okay, we've got GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt, the head of Obama's Job Council, is moving jobs and economic infrastructure to China at a blistering pace. And this is from the economiccollapseblog.com. Now, boy, if that doesn't send a little anger up your, you know, back, I mean, what does? Jeffrey Immelt, the head of Barack Obama's highly touted Job Council, is moving even more GE infrastructure to China. GE makes more medical image machines than anyone else in the world, and now GE has announced it's moving the headquarters of its 115-year-old X-ray business to Beijing. Apparently, this is all part of a plan to invest about $2 billion across China over the next few years. But moving core pieces of business overseas is nothing new for GE. Under Immelt, GE has shipped tens of thousands of good jobs out of the United States. Perhaps GE should change its slogan to Imagine at Work in China. Oh, I'm sorry, Imagination at Work in China. Yeah. If the very people that have been entrusted with solving the employment crisis are shipping jobs out of the country, what hope is there that things are going to turn around anytime soon? I mean, really? Earlier this month, Immelt made the following statement to the Jobs Summit at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. There's no excuse today for lack of leadership. The truth is we all need to be part of the solution. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, I'm getting angry just sitting here talking about this. Apparently, Immelt's idea of being part of the solution is to ship as many jobs overseas as he possibly can. A recent article on the Huffington Post documented how GE has been sending tens of thousands of good jobs out of the country. As the administration struggles to prod businesses to create jobs at home, GE has been busy sending them abroad. Since Immelt took over in 2001, GE has shed 34,000 jobs in the United States, according to its most recent annual filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. But it's added 25,000 jobs overseas. At the end of 2009, GE employed 36,000 more people abroad than it did in the United States. In 2000, it was nearly the opposite. GE is supposed to be creating the jobs of tomorrow, but it seems that that most of the jobs of tomorrow will not be located inside the United States. The last GE factory in the United States that made the light bulbs closed last September. The transition to this new CFL light bulbs, the transition to the new CFL light bulbs was supposed to create a whole bunch of those green jobs that Barack Obama keeps talking about. But as an article in the Washington Post noted, that's simply not happening. Rather than setting off a boom in the U.S. manufacturing of replacement lights, the leading replacement lights are compact fluorescents, or CFLs, which are made mostly entirely overseas, mostly in China. Oh, but GE is far from alone in shipping jobs and economic infrastructure out of the United States. For example, big automakers such as Ford are being very aggressive in China. Ford is currently building three factories in Chongqing, I guess is how you say it, as part of the $1.6 billion investment that also includes another plant at Nanchang. Today, China accounts for approximately one out of every four vehicles sold worldwide. The big automakers consider the future to be China. In just a few decades ago, China was an economic joke and the United States economy was absolutely unparalleled. But this disastrous trade policy the disastrous trade policies have opened up the door for a mammoth transfer of jobs, factories, and wealth from the United States to China. China has become an absolute powerhouse, and America is rapidly declining. Beautiful new infrastructure is going all over is going up all over China, even as the United States infrastructure rots and decays right in front of our eyes. As you can see, some amazing pictures that they have here on the article of the stunning economic development that's been going on in China. Yeah, America is being deindustrialized at lightning speed, and very few of our politicians seems to care. Back in 1979, there were 19.5 million manufacturing jobs in the United States. Today, there are 11.6 million. That represents a decline of 40% during a time period when our overall population experienced tremendous growth. We used to have the greatest manufacturing cities on the entire globe. The rest of the world was in awe of us. Today, most of those formerly great manufacturing cities are decaying, rotting hellholes, is what the article says. The following is what one reporter from the UK saw during his visit to Detroit. As you pass the city limits, a blanket of gloom, neglect, and cheapness descends. The buildings are shabbier, the paint is faded, the businesses where they exist are thrift shops and pawn shops, or wretched groceries where the goods are old and tired. Finding somewhere to have breakfast normally is easy in any American city, involves a long hunt. God bless Detroit, said one billboard. Just beside another offering, the alternative solution was liquor. So, gee, do you think it's maybe our policies and this globalism? Do you think that could be the problem? Do you think it could be that we're not following freedom and the American dream anymore, and we've got so much of our wealth being sucked into Washington, D.C., that, you know, and then they're taking and putting our jobs overseas and they really don't care? I guess you'll have to make the call. But for me, the more I read this article, the angrier I get. And in the meantime, these guys are, you know, negotiating to raise our debt ceiling and spend some more of our money. So, you know, come on, guys, wake up out there. This is not about the Republicans or the Democrats. This is about the politicians. And the politicians have been, you know, basically selling us out for quite some time. So we need to get with the program, and we need to start understanding that this two-party system, you know, we need to pull our head out of the two-party system sand and start looking at who's voting for what, you know, on which side of the aisle. Right now, the only ones that I can see that have any conviction up there are the Tea Parties, because at least they're saying what they said what they were going to do when they got elected, and they're sticking to it. The rest of these guys are political anyway. So, moving right along, my next headline is disturbing rumblings of a panic begin as investors pull almost $40 billion from money market funds. It's a big deal, no doubt. Okay, he said, in 2 days, $17 billion isn't a run, but it's definitely indicative that investors are shifting their assets. So are you guys seeing something going on here? Is this making sense to you? This comes from businessinsider.com on July 29th. That was, 2 days ago. Short-term credit markets are already hemorrhaging thanks to the lack of progress on the debt ceiling in Congress. This week, banks moved $37.5 billion from money market funds that are invested in treasuries and other presumably safe securities. The deal book reported the biggest weekly drop this year. Just between Monday and Wednesday, investors pulled $17 billion treasury only funds. Peter Crane, president of Crane Data, told Dealbook why these initial withdrawals should not be ignored. It's big, no doubt about it, he said. $17 billion isn't a run, but it's definitely indicative that investors are shifting their assets. If this were to continue for another week or two, it would be very disturbing. End of quote. Yields on long-term bills haven't spiked, but bills coming due on the first Thursday after the August 2nd deadline have gone up between 5 and 15 basis points. On Wednesday, only a paltry $1 million was invested in bills that come due in 81 days or more, a sign that investors want quick access to their money. Money managers at Fidelity are steering clear of the T-bills that mature in the week immediately following the August 2nd deadline, just in case the unthinkable happens here. So, I mean, are you guys getting this? I mean, do you understand why I'm so adamant at this point about getting your money into a safe place? I mean, you know, we've got somebody make a $1 billion bet that the market is going to go down and we're going to lose our AAA credit rating. You've got, you know, gold worldwide being bought up by the central banks and other countries as they flee from our dollars. You've got, a stalemate in the Congress on raising the debt ceiling to borrow more money. And, you know, it's which day are we going to default at this point? You know, do you want to default this week or next week? You know, depending on whether we borrow more money or not. So, you know, you got to see a pattern here. If you're not, putting yourself in some place to protect yourself, I just don't think you're seeing it. Now, I've got another headline here. And we'll come back with that after the break. We got, the next headline is on the 31st, which is today. Gold, silver unaffected by debt crisis. And we'll talk about that when we get back. So protect yourself out there, guys. I think we got problems.
Oh, come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 27th. That means all of you.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's the first annual Old West Day here in French Gulch, and there's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the prettiest little parade you ever did see. And then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all Old West stuff like gold mining, maybe even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell Lou White and the Bandits will be playing from 5 to 8 p.m. with a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel. Y'all come down now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 27th. If you want further information, I reckon you could just use that telephone thing. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078.
If you or someone you love is over 62, house rich, and cash poor, then listen to this message. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice would like to send you a free consumer protection guide on a government program called Home Equity Conversion Mortgages, or Reverse Mortgages. The guide is easy to understand and informs you about the advantages and disadvantages of reverse mortgages. Did you know existing mortgages can be paid off? Did you know credit history, income, assets, or your health are not considered in being approved for a reverse mortgage? You can use the cash to repair your home, help your grandchildren, buy a car, take a cruise. If you're over 62 or know someone who is, please write down this number, 800-819-6543. That's 800-819-6543. No charge, no risk, absolutely free information so you can use your home to give you cash flow. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice today at 800-819-6543. 800-819-6543.
Belangi Entertainment offers on-site audio and video recording, production and rental services for family events, business-to-business connections, or client communications. From a microphone for a webcast to a multi-screen video presentation, we're your new media resource. Get a quote today at Belangi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515 on the web at belangientertainment.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
What are folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
They treat you like family. Everybody has a good smile on their face. Their meats and their produce, fantastic. And their smoked goods, I always buy their bacon here. And you know, and they have some of that stuff that the bigger stores have, some of your finer food products that you can find here. They're pretty much carrying it. If they don't have it, you ask them for it and they'll get it for you.
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look?
Welcome back to Sovereign Mind Radio. We're here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media. And we have Terry on the line here. And what do you got, Terry?
Hey, buddy. You and I were talking about a week ago, and you kind of hit the nail on the head. Yeah, they're going to raise the debt limit. Obama just came on the television set and talked about how there is now a compromise, and I guess there's going to be $1 trillion in spending cuts over 10 years.
Oh, yeah, that's we can count on that. I mean, these guys are just all over.
They're in agreement now, and Mitch McConnell was on along with Dingy Harry, and they both stood there and, you know, sort of spieled their rhetoric, and it seems as though there's a compromise there in the Senate, which will be sent back to the House. So
I'm shocked, Terry.
As you said, they, you know, you really wonder if these parties are working together. What do you think, their partner?
I'm just shocked. I mean, I'm totally shocked that these guys have come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and are going to just, you know, pass this on to our heirs, you know, over a 10-year period. It's like unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, where does this all end? I mean, the Tea Party's standing fast, it looks like, but, you know.
It does have to go back to the House.
Well, we'll see what happens.
These guys, these Tea Party guys, are holding pretty firm.
I think that
we'll see what happens. Yeah. There's about 80 of them, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, this is getting interesting, though. I got to say, you know, I mean, and that's what they want to do. If people don't think that the old guard is not up there working together, I think they just are not paying attention, because it's becoming pretty obvious at this point, you know, that this you know, Republican Democrat infighting thing is just a charade.
Well, that's true. And, you know, why don't you expand on that a little bit? You know, you had a really good take the other day when we were talking about, you know, how the old guard and people who have been in Washington, D.C. just forever. I mean, it's sort of one foot in the water and one foot out. Why don't you kind of explain to the folks what you were talking about? That was pretty good.
Well, I don't remember specifically what you were referring to, but when you think about the fact is, okay, we got Bush. Everybody's blaming Bush, and everybody's in, you know, you got the Democrats blaming Bush, and you got the Republicans blaming Obama, but their policies are all virtually the same. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, so the debt's been climbing up higher and higher. They've had to raise the debt ceiling over and over and over again. They both have spent us into oblivion. Can anybody really tell me where the difference is?
Well, I think the thing is, too, is that, you know, it's amazing to me that we elect officials and we send them to Washington, D.C., and the new ones are trying to do what they can do, but the ones that we've had in there that we've elected in the past, it seems to me like they're just, they don't even hear the will of the people. It's amazing to me that we can cry out as the people, as the basically the total voice of reason in the United States, and sometimes as much as 7-1, and no one hears us in Washington, D.C. To me, it's just, it's beyond the pale at this point.
Yeah, I got to agree. I don't think they really care what we think at this point. I think that we are just not smart enough to, you know, understand the debate.
Well, it's pretty simple. I think every household that's run and every household that's budgeted doesn't spend more than what they take in. If they want to make sure that they're able to feed the kids and get the kids to college, et cetera. And it's amazing to me that our government's any different. Or, you know, of course, we have all these buzzwords that's used by politicians that are, you know, things that they come up with, balance. I love the way that our president is using the word balance. It needs to be balanced. Well, balanced in which way?
Yeah, it's kind of like the old Lenin thing, you know, two steps forward, one step back. You know, they take two steps forward, and if they take a step back, all of a sudden that's balance. No, they took a one step forward, and there's no compromising in that. I mean, and we've been going their direction for how long, and to the point of the country's falling apart, and now they want compromise? Oh, come on. It's absolutely insane. These guys are ruining the country. In my opinion, I mean, we are right on the edge of having a revolt if because of the fact is, I mean, they aren't listening to anymore. They are spending our money. They're shipping all of our stuff to China. I mean, where does this stop?
Well, you know, isn't the definition of compromised giving in?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. Yeah, it's like giving in. Well, listen, Terry, I thanks for calling in, buddy.
Sure, buddy.
I totally appreciate it. I got Linda on the other line. I don't want to leave her hanging for too long.
All right, pal.
All right, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hello, Linda, are you there?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to let the listeners know that on Tuesday evening between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the corner of Hilltop and Dana, there's going to be a rally to show our support for our veterans and our troops.
Oh.
It's 21 years since we've started the Gulf War.
Oh, wow. Has it been that long?
Yep.
Wow.
So Tuesday flies.
Time flies when Washington's having fun.
Oh, yes, you know it. So, yeah, we've been over there 21 years now.
Wow.
So
unbelievable. So that's Tuesday at 6 to 8 p.m. on the corner of Dana and Hilltop, and that's going to be a rally to show support for troops and veterans, and it's being put on by the Families Helping Our Troops. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, very good.
They've asked for everybody that wants to come out and show their support and bring their signs or their flags and show that we do support our troops.
Yeah, I see Mike's on the chat room saying he's going to send me some CDs. Thanks, Mike. I totally appreciate it. I was scrambling for the one song we had earlier, and I couldn't find it. So, or the Freedom song I was looking for. So, anyway, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the help on the chat room there, and thanks for all you guys on the chat room for helping. So, anyway, I guess they're going to be down. There's going to be a rally in Willows and. Will be a rally in Willows with the Corning Tea Party as well sometime this week. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure which day. Anyway, you got anything else?
Last week we had Fred on there with Missing in America Project, and their doings is this coming this weekend, I think. It's August 7th, I believe.
Okay.
I'm actually in transit right now, so I can't remember off the top of my head. But that was the main thing, was to let people know about the rally on Tuesday so they can come out and show their support.
Very good. Very good. Well, I appreciate the call in and the information, and I hope the listeners got that all down, and we'll go from there. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night, you guys.
All right. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so I got another article here, and then we're getting pretty close to closing time. So, gold, silver, unaffected by debt crisis. This is from goldseek.com. That was today. With the silver prices riveted to the gold price, what happens to gold applies to silver. Right now, the markets are really starting to wind up over this debt ceiling confrontation. The weekend of U.S. political strife is on the world. It is so easy for the markets and commentators to lead us to believe that the gold and silver prices are rising because of this, but we emphasize that they are not. The U.S. debt ceiling crisis has grown over the last few weeks into a drama of such proportions that the entire U.S. public is locked into each scene of the political theater. Outside the U.S., other nations are riveted to the drama, getting to know politicians they have never heard of before. The fact that the U.S. government should put on a dangerous spectacle such as this appalling and disorderly, After the debacle over the Eurozone crisis, the rest of the world is failing to see the shining example of government so long held up as correct way to govern. Yeah. So, yeah, we got a good plan going here. We just threw out all the Founding Fathers stuff and moved into the Obamanomics. So, yeah. And so we look at the gold demand by region right now is, India's 32%, Greater China's 20%, Europe is 13%, Middle East and Turkey 12%, we're 8%, and on the rest is 15%. I mean, come on, guys. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that what's going on here. So with that, let me look at some of the closing stuff that I have here. I was going to thank our guest, Fred Kelly Grant from Trademark America, but he's not here. And Chandler for, doing well over there. And we got a couple minutes here. Remember to go to the Reading Tea Party. Remember the rallies at City Hall tomorrow, 6 p.m. Also on Tuesday, the rally for the troops. You know, get to a Reading Tea Party, get involved. You can make a difference. You can learn about the issues that affect you most in the coming months. What's the solution to all this stuff? Being prepared, understanding what you can do on your by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your representatives, find out where they stand on this money issue. Get a go bag for each member of the family, store food, buy silver until they run out, and then buy gold. Get out of the financial market and start preparing. We've got some real problems here. I got a couple of quotes here. Treason doth never prosper. Why? What's the reason? Because if it does prosper, none dare call it treason. That's from Sir John Harrington. Another one here. Is there not... This one I really was twisted a little bit here on this one, but I like it, so I'm going to do it. Is there not some chosen curse, some hidden thunder in the stores of heaven, red with uncommon wrath, to blast the man who owes his greatness to his country's ruin? That was by Joseph Addison, and that was a quote. Will Rogers, I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts. So with that, guys, I think we're getting close to the end here. And I hope to see you next week. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. So get out there. Get to a tea party, readingteaparty.com. I think it's 24-hour Patriot now. And, start getting involved. Get up off the couch. Sovereign Minds Radio, KCNR.
It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. As stones fall from heaven, hear the rumble of war.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel.
The leaders of both parties in both chambers have reached an agreement.
President Obama speaking about an hour ago, telling the nation a deal on the nation's debt and the debt ceiling has been reached.
The first part of this agreement will cut about $1 trillion in spending over the next 10 years, cuts that both parties had agreed to early on in this process. The result would be the lowest level of annual domestic spending since Dwight Eisenhower was president.
The second part would allow the raising of the debt ceiling. The president says there'll be no initial cuts to entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare, but both could be on the table in the future. Of course, the plan needs to be approved by Congress.
To pass this settlement, we'll need the support of Democrats and Republicans in both the House and the Senate. There is no way either party in either chamber can do this alone.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Not everyone is 100% on board.
I'm concerned that this is an accomplishment only in Washington, only politically. It's not much of an accomplishment fiscally or in the real world.
That's Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. In other news tonight, the trial of two Americans accused of spying for Iran is